Hello and welcome back to Gabe Talks About Things, the podcast where I, your host Gabe, talk about user-submitted topics. And today is not a user-submitted topic, but rather today is an episode about current events, which I have been known to do from time to time in some of these podcasts. Today's episode is going to be dealing with the current events surrounding the current United States President, President Trump. I want to start off this podcast by thanking you, the listener, for deciding to tune in today. I appreciate this more than you know, and the best way you can help my podcast grow is to listen to my episodes and share this podcast around with your friends. I also want to mention at the beginning of this podcast that I myself do not consider myself to be a Republican, nor do I necessarily consider myself to be a supporter of every Republican candidate. However, I do admit that I am a pretty conservative person when it comes to my political spectrum, but I want to hold first and foremost that I do not identify as a Republican. I personally identify as a libertarian, which does not make me immune to the current political bystandings of our time, but it does give me an outsider's look in as somebody who supports third-party candidates and third-party politics. And so the main concern comes with the fact that, as of recent, Donald Trump's tax returns have come back, and it was reported that over, I believe it was 2017 and 2018, I'm not 100% sure, that he only paid $750 in taxes. And there are a lot of people that have a lot of problems with that. A lot of these people that have problems with it are, of course, you know, left-wing political pundits who would say things like, man, illegal immigrants and blue-class workers paid more in taxes than Donald Trump did. That's outrageous and ridiculous. And right-wing political pundits and Trump supporters are all saying, well, yeah, but he didn't break any laws. He didn't do anything illegal. And, you know, other politicians do it. So, I mean, it's what all rich people do. And I just wanted to share what I thought about that, because I know there's a lot of people who maybe necessarily are not Trump supporters, but they're conservative and they take issue with this. I just wanted to share my two cents on it. So when it comes to rich people dodging taxes, I want to clarify that 100% that's nothing new. And people know that. Rich people across the world, billionaires across the world, 100% dodge taxes. It's just something they do. Now, it's not necessarily tax evasion, but tax avoidance. They're not really breaking the law and committing tax evasion, but what they are doing is they are moving as much of their money around as possible and classifying it as various different things and writing certain things off so that they can not falsify, but alter the amount of income that they make on paper. Now, of course, there comes the issue with this of them not paying as much in taxes as they should, because, you know, in a perfect society, when taxation is based on income, as it should be and as it is supposed to be, then what you have is the people who have less money, like undocumented immigrants and blue-collar workers and things like that, people who are working low-class, not low-class, but low-paying jobs and are living in worse conditions, you see making less income, I should say. They're making less income, but they're paying their taxes at a much, I'm trying to find the right word, the amount of taxes that they're paying is much, much greater in some cases than the amount of taxes that billionaires are paying. And, you know, that's not necessarily, it's not necessarily wrong, but it's just a flaw in the system. And in this perfect society that, where taxes, you know, are distributed based on income as they should be, you should see that the rich are paying much, much, much more than lower paid blue collar workers and undocumented immigrants. You should see that the billionaires are paying much, much more in taxes if this system was working as intended. But what we see is the opposite. That is a major failure rate. When you have a system that is inherently designed to equally distribute the amount of taxation based on income, and you see such a fundamental failure inherent in the system, like we see here, where billionaires will get $1 million tax write-offs because they donate what is to them relatively small amounts of money to charities, and business expenses, what they write off as business expenses, and then they move money to offshore accounts. And, you know, when you have a world where billionaires are doing all of this to dodge taxes and getting away with it, and they're able to do this, I would say that the system is inherently flawed. And quite frankly, I don't think that Trump paying $750 in taxes is wrong, in the sense that if you were a billionaire too, you would be doing the same thing. We would all be doing the same thing. Despite the morality that we think we have, most people, if they had that much money, they'd be dodging taxes too. Unless you are just the most kind-hearted person on earth, despite all the charity that you wish that you could give if you had that money, if you had that kind of money, in reality, most people who have that volume of money dodge taxes just as much as Trump did, if not better. And yeah, it's not illegal. It's not wrong. But I mean, you're just exploiting the flaws that are present in the system. But if you want the system to work the way it should and the way it's intended to, you have to change up how the system works. Now, I personally believe, this is where I as a libertarian poke my head in and say, the issue isn't that billionaires are rich and corrupt, and the issue isn't that the poor are financially corrupt or whatever. It's not the left, or, you know, I'm not with the left saying that, oh, billionaires are evil, and I'm not with, you know, dodging their taxes, and, you know, that's wrong and they should pay their fair share. And I'm not with the right saying, well, it's totally legal, it's totally fine. I'm seeing it as in between. Yes, the billionaires should be paying the amount of taxes that, you know, they should for their relative to their wealth. And yes, it's not wrong for them to dodge taxes, because that, you know, it's 100% allowed. I'm in the middle. I think that they need to ultimately revise the system in which, you know, we live. I think that taxes, right now, aren't being the way that you have. I'm sorry, I'm losing my train of thought. The way taxation works now, with the current system that we have, and the tax cuts and all of that, I think that when you can abuse the system in the way that billionaires abuse it, the system fundamentally is wrong. And I'm not going to pretend like I have some type of savior complex and present a better solution, because I'm going to be really honest. I'm not an economist. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know what a better solution would be. I am 100% owning that. I don't know what a better solution would be. But I will 100% own this, because I said it when I say that I think the system we currently have in place is not working as intended. And if people want it to work as intended, if people want millionaires to and billionaires to stop dodging taxes, and if people want there to be an equal distribution of taxpayers' money, tax dollars collected, if people want that, if they want the system to work as intended, then I think we need a lot of tax reform. I think we need to change it. I don't know how we could change it. I don't know what to change it to. I'm not that clever. I'm not that type of politician or lawyer. But if that's what you want, then change is what we need. Now, personally, as a libertarian, this is where it gets really weird. Or really, you know, kind of stereotypical libertarian. I don't think taxation as a principle is necessarily the best choice to begin with. And I know everybody thinks the taxation is theft libertarian, but I mean, honestly, I think it kind of fits in this type of situation when you think about it, because when you think about it, when you analyze the budget of the United States and it's how much it spends on it with taxes, you can immediately see that there are a number of issues that could be so easily solved. For example, how the majority of our tax dollars go to the military, and how very few relative tax dollars go to things like public education. Now, I'm not anti-military by any means. In fact, I support our troops wholeheartedly. But if we cut military spending back 5 cents for every dollar that we spend on the military, if we cut out 5 cents of every dollar that we spend on the military, there would be, I don't think you understand how much money that would be. I don't remember the exact figures, but I remember that, you know, if we cut military spending by just a very, very small amount, there would be so much potential that we could do with that money, because we spend, I'm not sure here, I'll look up the numbers, I think. I think that it's somewhere crazy. I know it's in the billions of how much the United States spends in the military every year. How much does the United States spend on their military? I don't have any internet. I was going to look it up so I could give you guys a hard number, but oh, here it is. Estimated U.S. military spending is $934 billion. Between October 1st, 2020 through September 30th, 2021. That's an estimated number. $934 billion. If you took 5 cents out of every dollar that went to the military, we would still have the largest military in the world by a landslide. We'd still have such a powerful military. And it wouldn't be gutting our military spending. A lot of people criticize Obama's presidency because they say he gutted our military's funding. And, you know, to a certain extent he did, which, you know, President Trump thankfully has restored. But if we just cut it back a little bit, we don't have to gut it. If we cut it back a little bit, seeing as how we're not actively involved in any state of warfare at this moment. Now, if you ask me, that could change at any given moment these days, you know, with things like the disputes in India and China and all of that. What I'm saying is, if you just cut a little bit back of that, 5 cents out of every dollar, when you're spending $934 billion, estimated, on your military every year, 5 cents out of every dollar could do some serious, serious good, especially when it comes to public education, which is one of the most underfunded venues that the United States spends its tax dollars on. Education is so important. It's the future generation that you're raising. If you want to live in a generation full of stupid people, you know how you do it? You cut public funding. You cut funding to public schools. If you want to live in a world full of stupid people, that's how you do it. It's really that easy. And yet somehow, people still think it's a good idea to cut funding to public schools. It's a different point. I digress. It just, that burns me up. That really, really burns me up. I do think that to a certain extent, the spending of the military is a good thing, because a lot of what makes America so great and a powerful, you know, world leader is its large military. Because when you get down to it, no country is worth anything unless they can defend themselves. You may have the most powerful economy in the world, but if you can be invaded and taken over by any neighboring country at any point, you are constantly under threat, and you are, in my opinion, a ticking time bomb of a nation. If you want an example, nowadays, I would say a good example nowadays would be something like Japan. Because if you know, Japan doesn't have a major military. They have a defense force for domestic military threats, but they don't have a military that can go to war or any such matter, and they haven't since the end of the occupation of Japan at the end of World War II. They have a huge economy. Japan, I think, is the third largest economy in the world. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure they're like the third largest economy in the world after the United States and China. Or China and the United States, rather. And the reason they don't have one is because the United States, when we rewrote their constitution at the end of World War II, we said that they couldn't have any type of large military. And we actually, as a result, are Japan's military partner. So if Japan ever gets war declared on it, the United States has to get involved for, you know, legal reasons. But what I'm trying to say is a country needs a large defensive force. And so that's where I'm saying I'm not angry necessarily at the amount of the amount of money spent on domestic defense. Especially when it comes to, you know, the fact that America kind of acts like a watchdog state in the sense that we get involved in conflicts all around the world in order to be peacekeepers. Now, that's may or may not be a good thing. I don't think it's a good thing. But since we are a watchdog state, it makes sense that we have such a large military. Another thing I think about, I think that could rectify the issue of taxes as a whole being misspent, I honestly think that we have a government that spends way too much. I think we have a government that has complete and total lack of economic principle. I think that we have a national debt that's so large because of the fact that we have a government that spends too much, and they will not stop spending too much, ever. And, you know, to be frank, I think that that's where the majority of America's failures come from, is the fact that we have an inefficient, bloated government when it comes to spending. Our government doesn't understand economics. Now, of course, there's no perfect system. You know, everyone will be like, oh, well, I mean, like, you don't like America, why don't you go to some other country where you don't have, you know, everything America has? That's not what I'm saying. It's not a love it or leave it situation here. What I'm saying is that when you have $3 trillion now? It's got to be, what's the national debt? What's the national debt? Yeah, $26.70 trillion. When you have a $26.7 trillion debt, national debt, I honestly, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, you're not the best when it comes to spending. You're really not the best at all when it comes to running a government or running a nation and spending its tax dollars efficiently. And, you can go and ask any Republican, almost any Republican or almost any Democrat. And this is a bipartisan opinion that our government spends too much. We spend too much. We go into debt. We're spending money we don't have recklessly. And at this point, I'm going to be 100% honest. I don't think the national debt will ever get repaid. I don't think it'll ever be repaid. And that's my personal opinion. At $26 trillion, I don't think it'll ever happen. Or at least if it does happen, I don't think America will be around by then. I think by that time, the national debt will be the least of our concerns. What I'm trying to say is, I guess the point of this episode was to point out how much the government does recklessly and how poorly they spend your tax dollars. Because, in all honesty, when you go back to the source of this topic, right? Trump not paying his taxes. It's because the taxes, the system of taxation that we currently have is broken. And the reason it's broken is because there's fundamental flaws in it. All right? A way to fix this problem, right, when it comes to taxes in general, not specifically about Trump, but when it comes to taxes in general, your government is mishandling your funds. I want you to think about that. The government that we all trust and are supposed to be participating in, because apparently we live in a democracy or something, mishandles your funds and wastes them recklessly. And because of that, our nation is almost $27 trillion in debt. I want to thank you for listening to this podcast today. You had a choice and you chose to listen to me, and I thank you for it. If you like this podcast, go ahead and share it with your friends and give a like on whatever platform you are listening to this to. If you have a topic or an idea for a future episode, go ahead and send it to GabeTalksAboutThings@gmail.com. And there will be a link in the description of this podcast where you can send me a voice message. And if you send me a voice message using that link in the description, then I can use your voice clip in my next podcast. Very, very interesting. So if that interests you, make sure you leave a voice message. I want to thank you for listening, and God bless you. Have a nice day.